Sit back and relax. It's time to improve your financial lot in life. Produced at CFIS-FM Studios in Prince George, this is your tune-up. And here's your host, Deb Ross.
Hello and welcome. So last week I had Bill Quinn. He is with New Stride Executive Coaching, professional certified coach. And he was on with me and we talked all about New Year's resolutions. Well, we had so much fun with that show that I invited Bill back again this week. So Bill, thank you so much for joining us again. I appreciate you taking a little extra time out of your schedule to meet with us today and have a fun conversation, another fun conversation. Thank you.
Oh, we had so much fun last week. How could I say no?
That's what I want all my guests to say. Wonderful. Thank you. So your website says you are a professional certified coach and a certified executive coach. So tell us about your coaching services. And in particular, I'm interested in how do you help people?
Sure. Okay. Well, I'll just identify what those Certified Executive Coach, CEC, that's the certification that I achieved when I graduated from Royal Roads in the coaching program. So when you finish that particular one, there's a number of different courses out there that people can take. I chose the Royal Roads one and I became a Certified Executive Coach. Then I went on to start my own business shortly after that and started coaching more people and became... Ultimately, I joined the International Coaching Federation, which is a worldwide organization of coaches, and I moved up through, I got my associate certified coach, and now I'm a professional certified coach, of which there's probably worldwide, I can't remember, I haven't checked the stats on that, but it's probably about 5,000 or 6,000 worldwide of professional certified coaches. If I was to go to the next level, it would be master certified coach. So if I ever get to that level, I'll do that. Now, my coaching services, though, is many and varied because what I say I do is that I bring a coach approach to a number of different aspects. And I'm sure, Deb, you know that when you're in business for yourself, you can't rely on one single income stream. As I call it, you have to have multiple income streams. And so what I do is I use a coach approach in dealing with helping teams form and be successful. I also use a coach approach to do strategic planning with organizations. And I use a coach approach, obviously, when I'm coaching clients, specifically one-on-one. And I also do it when I'm dealing with conflict issues between people within a company, et cetera. So really, and I've, you know, you don't want to toot your horn. And I think saying that using the coach approach, I feel a bit more comfortable saying that I'm always looking to improve my ability to do this work. And there's no two instances that are the same. And so because I'm working with people, so I use the coaching process, I use the coaching principles, I use those things to help people move and develop their leadership and to work through the challenges that they have that they're faced with, both in organizations and in their own lives as leaders. So
I took a look at your website. And it seemed that your services focus primarily on the business community. Would that be a fair statement?
Pretty much, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm not a life coach. I work with leaders. I work to help people become better leaders. And that's where I like to focus on.
But it seems like the principles that you use would be useful to home and family as well. Of course, I'm the same person in a client counseling meeting that I am at home with my family. And in fact, who I am at home determines what I have to offer my clients. And that's really how I look at my home life and my work life. What overlap is there in your coaching services to people to help them at home as well as in the workplace?
You know, that's a really good point and a really good question because, as you pointed out, you're the same person whether you're at work or whether you're at home or whether you're with your friends. The only thing that's changing for you is your behaviors, right? And your behaviors are predicated to your responsibilities. So knowing that, you know, if you have a bad day at home and you come in to do the radio station gig, how much of an impact is that going to have on your ability to be the bright, bubbly Deb that we always see on the radio station? There's going to be a significant impact. And vice versa, if you have things going on in your work life and taking them, like, you know, much as you try not to take, or a lot of people try not to take their work home, there still is an impact on people. So, and I've worked with people that even though they're executives, even though they're leaders, et cetera, they're talking about, how am I going to deal with this? Because they're, you know, it's a personal thing to them, and it's how they need to work through it. And so I've worked with lots of people who have brought their personal stuff in. And as we talked about last week, a lot of it is associated with values and understanding their values and where people have crossed lines. And understanding what behaviors do you need to change in order to be able to address them, whether that behavior is at work or whether it's at home. And how often does your home life impact your work life? And, you know, I have a story of one lady who was coached. She was I didn't coach her, but she was in the executive suite. And she said, I just can't get home on time. Every time I need to go pick up my kids. You know, they got daycare and stuff like that. I got to get them by a certain time. And sure enough, 4:25, somebody comes in to say, I got this problem to deal with. And so she's always late. She says, you know, it's having an impact on the family. And so she got coached through the process, what was important to her. And the result was, what she did do is she put a picture of her family up above the door where everybody walks in. So she created a tool for herself, where a picture of her family, so that when somebody comes in at 4:25, she can look up and say, I've got that first. So then she asked the question, can it wait till tomorrow morning, or do we have to deal with it now? And so she, you know, she reduced the amount of time that she was missing from her family by having a simple tool that she got coached through.
I think that's very interesting that you're correlating. And of course, we are talking about home and coaching and work and coaching. And when I made the comment about being the same, whether I'm at home or whether I'm in a client meeting or whether I'm on the radio show, as you mentioned, that to me is just being authentic. Now, in terms of any problems or any difficulties that we may have in any area, I have worked very hard at compartmentalizing those issues so that things don't overflow into what it is that I'm focused on at a given moment. As a matter of fact, I wanted to get a shirt that said, be present. Just so that I would be present in the moment, because our brains, those computer stations, they always have those background processes running. And I'm very aware my background processes are usually trying to solve problems or trying to move something forward. And I would have to remind myself, be present. Whether it's with you here, I'm on the radio program. I mean, I could look up at the clock above your head and think, what do I have to do in an hour? Or I could ignore the clock above your head and just focus on you, me, the conversation, and how we're going to put a conversation together that's going to benefit our listeners. And I really have tried to embrace that, be present. And that's really helped me a great deal in my work, in my family life, and of course with this enjoyable radio program.
Right on. Well, you know, when we take our coaching training, what happens is one of the things we're taught, and it's just what you talk about, they say what we have is we have these ducks that sit on our shoulders and they sort of quacking in our ears. I got to get the milk at the end of the day. I've got to do this. I've got to do that, as opposed to being present. And so the idea then is that you got to shut the duck up. Right? And you got to knock those ducks off your shoulder so that you can stay present, stay focused on the conversation at hand. So,
yes. And here we are, staying focused, and here we are with our conversation at hand. So, rather than just discuss principles, I thought it might be helpful to listeners if we could actually hear your practice of concepts in action. So, how would you feel about using me for a case study?
I would love to. If you're willing to, it's your courage.
I'm always interested in doing a better job for my clients. So I'm interested in just discovering if there are ways that I can improve the work that I do. And perhaps, of course, there might be something that our listeners can identify with. And then we can all be helped and we can all have a lot of fun doing it. And I don't mind being vulnerable. Here I am on the radio every week, usually being vulnerable about one thing or another. I might as well go through a counseling session or a coaching session.
Coaching, please.
Yeah, coaching session on the radio.
Yeah.
So we got a couple minutes before our first break. So why don't we just start now and then it'll flow into the rest of our program.
Sure. Well, perhaps you can tell me, what is your business right now?
My business is InTune Financial Solutions. That's the name of my business.
Okay. All right. And tell me, what is it about?
Well, the tagline and really what my goal is I help my clients to bring finances into harmony with life.
Nice. So that's the short answer. What's the longer answer about you? InTune Financial Services.
People contact me with all kinds of financial challenges. And usually when I'm contacted, people are quite timid or feel awkward about their financial situation and even about discussing it. But one thing that they are clear about is they need help. And their situation, it could range from financial frustration that they aren't getting ahead or to a very desperate situation that needs a formal insolvency or whatnot, something actually to make to turn the situation around. But I know that each person who contacts me reaches out for help. They already have the skills within themselves that they need to be successful with managing their money. And my role is just to walk with them through their financial challenges with the goal of enabling them to engage the financial skills that they need and that they already have. So people instinctively know how to behave with wisdom concerning finances, but most people that I work with, they suffer from what I would term a financial disconnect. There's that conflict inside of ourselves between the way that we are handling money and the way that we feel we ought to be handling money. And really, that's where my work focuses, is that disconnect. And those blockages or that disconnect, it could be affecting relationships as well. And I say could be kind of loosely because, of course, we know very well that finances affect our relationships. And my focus then and where I start from is that my clients, their first step in this process is coming from a sense of financial defeat. And I'm really about turning that around. We, in this culture, we're beat up by finances and we're beat up by media telling us what we deserve and very much highlighting what we don't have. So I'm very sensitive to my clients already feeling a lot of pain when it comes to finances. Furthermore, life is busy. So people who have been mismanaging their money in a particular way for years are generally doing it because they're so busy that that's what they have been doing for years. And that's the behavior that they continue with because their life is so busy. So I feel that when we combine the truth that people are feeling very beat up financially, plus they're very tired and they're very busy, if you just put that together and give someone a budget sheet, good luck with that. That's not going to go anywhere positive. My goal is to very compassionately walk through those issues, the busyness, the fatigue, stop the world for a few minutes, and let's really get to the heart of the matter, which is that we're disconnected from our financial values. And that's the beginning of our conversation, is about financial values. So early on, when people contact me, they know that I care. And I do. I sincerely care about them as individuals, and I care about their relationships as couples, and of course, inevitably, as families. And they know that we care. So when we begin to talk, people open up. And it's wonderful, the gems that I find when people do open up, because they have wonderful values inside. Now, we briefly talked about this last week, the integrity, family being a huge value to so many people. But when we are blinded by financial pain and financial catastrophe in some cases. We lose sight of those values and we're in panic mode, we're in survival mode. So realistically, we identify together the disconnect, we address it, we form a solution, and when I say we, I assist my clients in forming a solution, and then we create a plan that will walk through that blockage together. And they're no longer disconnected from their own financial ideals. Instead, my clients can be in control and be free to behave with money the way they want to behave with money. And therefore, their finances have been brought into harmony with their lives.